Blog Talk Radio.
To the sin sick and the lost, tell me who should tell the sinner man Jesus died on the cross. Tell me who to spread the good news, no matter what the cost, who should do that? Are the one.
Are the one.
We are the one.
Who are the one?
We are the one. Who are the one?
We are the one.
Church, please tell me. Our politicians to lead us the right way. Oh, don't expect our school system to allow our children to pray. If they don't do it, tell me who's gonna get the job done.
Are the one.
We are the one.
We're the one.
We are the one.
We're the one.
We are the one.
Somebody tell me.
We that know him.
Are the one.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. Amen. So, anyways, we'll be right back. Got something going on here, so y'all just hang tight. Sometimes Going home sounds pretty good, amen. I guess that's the best way I can say it. And anyways, I'm looking for Jesus to come. It's going to be a while yet, but a few things I believe still got to take place, amen, before he comes back. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm kind of distracted. Things going on, phone going off, and people know that I'm on the radio on Thursday night. Everything comes along on Thursday nights, you know what I mean? And people call me on Thursday nights, and they say, what were you doing? And I said, I've been on the radio, man, for 2 hours. It's Thursday night. Oh, yeah. But it seemed like that's the night they always want to call in or text or call me, you know. And I just want to, you know, just thank God that people do contact you. But, you know, I also want to say, too, before I get going and get to running here, I appreciate those that have been tuning in. They've been calling in on the phone, listening to us here on the internet radio. We praise God for that, amen, and I thank God, amen. I haven't called from Texas and Arkansas. I don't know who it is calling from Texas, but if they're tuning in tonight some way, somehow, without me knowing, I just want to tell you thank you for listening. I don't know what you think about the services, but I just want to thank you for listening. Arkansas has called in several times. I've got a son that lives out there. He calls in every now and then and listens. And I know people are busy, and I praise God for you people that go back and listen to archive. We don't hear much about them, but I just thank God for those that do call, and thank God for those that archive. And I appreciate those, amen, with all my heart that listen to Brother Brandon on Sundays. He's on every Sunday morning at 11:30 Central Standard Time. You go to Old Pass on blogtalkradio.com, Old Pass Broadcast. He's a pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Paris, Texas. And you get a chance to tune in and listen to him. Hey, man, I've been blessed every time I listen to Brother Brandon. I met him, I think, 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. Time goes by so fast. It might even be longer than that. But I met him one day, and I feel like we're friends. Hey, man, believe we are. He's been a blessing to me ever since I met him. And I've preached a few times out of his church. And I just thank God, amen, for preachers that'll stand. He's a good pastor. He's a good preacher. Amen. He preached from the Bible. And I thank God for that. Amen. I listen to a man if he preached from the Bible. They don't preach from the Bible. I don't listen to him, man. I don't have a problem turning them off, you know, because that to me, when you listen to a man that's not preaching from the Bible, you're letting stuff come in your mind that's not there. Thank God for those that do tune in and listen to us. Thank God for, like I said, for Brother Brandon out there in Paris, Texas. Y'all pray for him. Pray for his family. Pray for his church family. I pray for everybody out there at that church. Amen. They've been a blessing to me. And they pray for me, and I thank God for that. Amen. And it's a blessing to have people that pray for you, you know, and not just say it. Now, they're praying. I believe they're praying for me. And I pray for them faithfully. I try to pray for them every day, but I do have a set day, amen, God laid on my heart. That's my prayer day, which is Saturday, and I pray on Saturdays. I've got two prayer books, I've got a prayer wall, I've got a prayer room, and I pray in. I'm not bragging. I just started a long time, when I say a long time, I've been praying for 31 years, but as far as a prayer book, writing people's names down, it's been over like 5-6 years ago I started doing that. And I've met a lot of people. I got a lot of people on my prayer list. You say, well, you pray for them all the time? Yeah, I do. I got one, and it was the beginning, amen, of a hardship in my life. And I've met so many people and put so many people on it, amen. And God gave me another prayer book that I pray, that I started writing down, and it's called The New Beginning. And the one I have, I got a specific day that I pray for out of the first book that I had. And then the rest of the month, I have another prayer book that I pray out of. Amen. And then the month, during the month, every Saturday that I pray, I have a prayer room with paper. I'm pinning the prayer list all over my walls. And I did see that movie, War Room. I loved it. Amen. It was a blessing to me. But my prayer books and stuff, you know, all my prayer books, God gave to me a long time ago before I ever saw that movie. I started writing people's names down, and, you know, I've seen people's lives light up. Hey, just by that, when you tell them to look out, what's your name? You know, some people won't give you their full name, and I said, that's fine. God knows who you are, and if it's Johnny, you know, if I say, well, what's your last name? I said, well, you know, I don't really want, that's fine. They won't give you my last name. I said, God knows who you are. So I said, Lord, I said, I pray for Johnny, and I might forget what he looks like or, you know, who he is. But I got his name down there, and I put it on my prayer list. Amen, and I pray for him every Saturday. And I don't know who he is sometimes, most of the time. But God knows who he is. God knows who he is or who he was the day I wrote his name down. Amen. I pray for people. Amen. It's blessed me. I've seen God hear my prayers. I've seen God answer my prayers. Amen. I've seen God bless me through my prayers, and I'm not anything. But I tell you what, prayer works. It might not be the way we want it sometimes. I've been praying for several things, amen, for several years now, and God hasn't let it happen yet, but one day, if it's his will, amen, it'll happen. And I just wait on him, amen, and I'm just trusting him. I'm trying to have faith in God, just trusting in him, you know, and I'm not trying. I have faith in God that it will happen, amen. I got faith in God that it'll happen the way God wants it to. And so I'm trusting him for it. And that's how we need to be, trusting God, amen, in our lives and just believing and trusting. We say we trust God, but I don't think we trust God like we say we do. We think we do, but I don't think we do, amen. Does that make a lot of sense? I hope it does. I'm going to get into this. That's why I said, are you asleep in the boat? If you're not in the boat sleeping, you should be. And I'll get to that here in a minute, Lord willing. I hope I can make sense out of this. I try my best to, when I preach like this, a message like this, amen, I preach now. I'll preach the book, amen. I can preach, man, on whatever God tells me to preach. And I feel like God has just really blessed my heart this week. Thinking about this, and I might have heard later on, but I thinking about this, I must have heard something about this, and it made me really think about, are you asleep in the boat? Amen, and it blessed my heart when I got to thinking about it. I did hear a little. Yeah, that's the way it should be. Right there is the way it should be in our lives, amen. So anyways, the Bible said in Isaiah 12:2, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Dear God, your will be done. Lord, be my master tonight morning. If you want me to stop in 30 minutes, I will. Amen. If you want me to go on to 2 hours, I will. I just pray, Lord, that you speak through me. I pray that you speak to them. Whoever it might be listening tonight, God, I pray that I'll be a blessing to them. I pray that I'll be a help. Amen. I pray, God, that they'll be listening to me and help me in some way. Amen. Through their lives, through their testimonies, or whatever it might be, dear God. I love you. My Father, I praise you. I bless you. I thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me, Lord. Thank you for any blessing you've ever given to me. Thank you, God, that you saved me 31 years ago. I praise you so much, God. I thank you, dear God. I thank you, Lord God. I remember the day I got saved. And I praise you, dear God, that you had time for me. And I pray for every saint of God today, Lord, wherever they may be, God, that you bless them, strengthen, encourage them, especially the persecuted church, especially those, God, that right now they're being beheaded. I pray for those ladies, God, that belong to you, dear Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't like what I hear. I don't like what I see, dear God. I don't like bastards out there raping women, dear God. Now, what they, Lord, I don't understand this earth, God. I don't understand. Amen. Why God don't send down a lightning bolt. I don't understand that. I don't understand why God wouldn't allow. But one day, payday's coming. Hallelujah to God. One day, God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Amen. We might not understand it down here, but the glory to God, one day that Jesus Christ will repay every wicked, reprobate bastard out there that ever hurt a woman or a child or a man. Amen. Listen to me. You're going to stand before Jehovah God. Amen. And God is going to take you. Amen. And God is going to sack you. Amen. And then God is going to cast you, glory to God, into the pits of hell. Amen. And one day you're going to find out. My goodness. You'll find out one day, you reprobates out there, and you call yourself Muslims. Amen. You're out there raping women and children, you perverted bastards. I tell you what, you're a sinful, ungodly reprobate in the eyes of God. And unless you repent, you'll perish. Amen. I don't care if you're out there or not. Fuck, suck your thumb, you big baby. Unless you repent and come to Jesus Christ, amen, you're going to go to hell. Amen. But I pray, God, Lord Jesus, God in heaven, for every child of God, Lord, that has their head on a chopping block. Lord, I think about old John the Baptist a lot. And I believe old John was preaching. Amen. When they said, you're going to cut his head off, we're going to put your head on a charger. Old John says, oh, repent ye when the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It don't matter if cut my head off, but I'm going to pay before I die. Repent ye for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I believe old John was preaching, amen, as that thing come down and cut his head off. I believe he was still preaching. Amen. The grace of God was on that man. Woo, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, it excites me. Hey, we're counting the sheep for the slaughter, amen. Amen. Blessed day, amen, for the death of the saints of God. Amen. What the Bible says. We hang on to too much stuff. We're acting in prayer. Amen. I'll start preaching. I love you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving the saints of God today, Lord. Lord, I thank you, God, that you made a way through Calvary, God. You shed your blood. It took the blood. It didn't take the cross. It took the blood. Lord, you used the cross as an instrument. Amen. I preached the cross, Lord. That's what you said about the cross. But it was the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The cross don't save anybody. The cross was a curse. Curses every man that hangeth upon a tree. Amen. But it was the blood of Jesus Christ. It was your blood, God, that washed away my sins. It wasn't the cross. Amen. It was the blood. It was the blood that washed away my sins. It was the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. Amen. For my sins. Amen. He was nailed to a cross. Amen. The Bible said he was cursed because he hanged on a tree. But it was the blood that washed away my sins. Amen. Glory to God. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't have a problem with preaching the cross, amen. But I tell you what, it's salvation not in the cross. It's in Jesus Christ's blood. Amen. It's through Jesus Christ that salvation comes. Amen. You go back and you look at it, amen, that's works. You ever thought about that? I'm not trying to work my way to heaven. I'm saved, bless God. I'm saved until Jesus comes. Amen. I'm saved. saved. And when he comes, I'm gone. Because I've been saved. I've been sealed. I've been sanctified. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not waiting to be. I already am. Amen. I'm just waiting on God to come get me. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. My sin is because of the blood. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, I'll try to preach here in a minute. I got to keep something wet on my throat. I've been putting insulation in the building today, like to kill me. Anyways, praise God. Amen. Lord, I love you. And I like to preach on this right here. I like to preach right out of Isaiah, man, chapter 13, but that's not where I'm at. Amen. That's not my message tonight. Are you asleep in the boat? Amen. Are you asleep in the boat? Like I said, Isaiah 12:2 says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Amen. Anyway, praise God for that verse. Amen. I love that verse. I like to say Jehovah. Amen. You might like to say something. I just like Jehovah. I like that word Jehovah, man. I like the word Jesus. Hallelujah. I love Jesus and Jehovah, man. Jehovah God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you asleep in the boat? No? Excuse me. Matthew 8. I ate two earlier, but Matthew 8:23. Oh, Jesus, man, he sure had a lot of things to say, man. It was, you know, people just don't see the thing sometimes about Jesus. I like this right here when Jesus, and one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. Nowadays, man, they all come up with all kinds of excuses what that means, you know. But he says, just let the dead bury the dead, man. Go on, serve God. Let the dead take care of themselves, man. You know, but anyways, in verse 23, the Bible said, and when he, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are you fearful? So he didn't say it first. He didn't say, oh, ye of little faith. He said, why are you fearful? Then he said, oh, ye of little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Now let me ask you a question, and I might just run it all out. Verses here, scriptures I like to read, and what God tells us to do. But here, Jesus, here's the picture we're looking at. Jesus is asleep. He tells them, you go to another gospel, and he tells them, they get in the ship, and they go to the other side, and the storms arise. Now, I want your ship, right? The day you got saved, you got in the ship with Jesus. He says, now we're going to the other side, amen? So you get in the ship, you're going to the other side, and let's just say you've been saved a while. See, it's understandable if you're not saved very long and things start happening and you start wondering what in the world is going on. Now, sometimes you can look at it and say, hey, man, it's not going to shake me. I read the Bible. When I got saved, I think I read it twice in 4 months. Because I stayed buried in it. I stayed absorbing in it. And when I heard my first preacher, I loved it. You hear what I'm saying? I heard preaching before I got saved, but I didn't like it like I like it now. because he looked around. I heard preachers do it. They blessed him. And yet they themselves can't even handle the wife. Oh, my God. They can't handle the children. Now, when they start talking against them and the friends start leaving them, and they start looking around at the situation, job problems, wife problems, money problems, and he started questioning, and yet it's the same thing as Peter when Peter stepped out of the boat. But Peter had faith in God, or he couldn't walk on the water. But when he stepped out, amen, it was the faith inside the boat. It wasn't the faith stepping out of the boat. He had faith when he stepped out from the boat. Amen. He didn't sink when he stepped out on that water. He started sinking when he started looking around to see what was going on in his life, and it didn't look too good, man. He said, man, these waves, my goodness, they're 40 foot tall, and I'm out here walking on water. He got to looking to the left and to the right, and Joshua said, don't do that. Don't look to your left or to your right. He said, keep your eyes on me. Keep my commandments, and thou shalt prosper. Joshua chapter 1. And that's what God expects us to do, amen. We got storms in our life. We got problems in our life. We got family problems. We got friend problems. We got job problems. We got money problems. Our car's messed up. We got hobby problems. And the bigger problems coming yet, amen. There's people in this country that wants to cut your head off. You think you got problems? Now, what are you going to do when they start saying in this country, we're going to take your head off if you don't deny Jesus? What are you going to do then? If you can't handle having faith in God over your car, you can't handle faith. You can't have faith, amen, in God when they say we're going to cut your head off. I'm going to try to help you tonight, amen. Are you asleep in the boat? You ought to be. Amen. See, Peter had faith in God. He did. I'm not going to blast old Peter for sinking, man, because I wonder how many times I've sunk. I wonder how many times you started sinking. I wonder how many times in your life did you really start sinking. And yet, in turn, I've heard preachers tear down Peter. But Peter had faith, man. The other disciples didn't step out. Huh? But Peter did. But then he got to looking around, and that's the way you are. That's the way I was. When you get to looking at our situation in our life, amen, we're not asleep in the boat. Amen, we're not sleeping in the boat. We're hanging on to the side of the boat. We're at the side of the boat hanging down in the water. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, you're hanging there, but you're in the water. It's only because the boat, amen, is afloat. And you're hanging on to the side. That means at least you still got some faith. Yeah, man, but I want to help you tonight. I want to help you. I ain't kidding. I want to help you so bad. Amen. I want to help me tonight. Amen. Have that faith in God to believe what God said. When I first got saved, amen, I'm telling you, I still believe today that God said, amen, if there's a mountain in your way that God can remove that mountain, I believe it is a legal mountain. I believe it to be a spiritual mountain. I believe it to be a giant in your life. I believe it to be a problem in your life. But let me tell you something, God, that I affirm, he can take it all away. Amen. If you just trust in him, if you'll put it all in his hands and not pick it back up, amen. I'm telling you, if you don't pick it up, give it to God. Amen. Give it to him and don't pick it up. Let him work it out for you. Have faith in God. Stay asleep in the boat, man. Don't worry about what's going on around you. Give it to God. When they stepped off inside that boat, don't you know that Jesus knew what was going on? He knew they were going to get in that storm. That's why he went down there and went to sleep. He knew what was coming up. He wanted to test them. Amen. Think about it. I don't know if I'm a ahead of myself or where I'm at on this, but you think about this. Here they are in the boat. Jesus tells them, let's get in the boat, go to the other side. So they get in the boat instead of them going in there and laying down and resting. They were all like a bunch of chickens walking around. Man, you ever watch chickens? Man, they can't sit still. Fidgety all the time, man. Fidgety all the time. Walking around. That's their life, I guess. But look around. Jesus said, I believe if you sleep in the boat, you're going to be better. He didn't say that. I said that. Check the situation out. They get in the boat. Jesus knows the storm's going to be coming. Jesus knows what they're going to do, but he wants them to see what's going on. He wants them to see how much faith they really have in God. This wasn't the time that Peter stepped out of the boat. This was the time where they were all in the boat. They were all sitting there, amen, going to the other side of the ocean or the sea, and the storm came up. And Jesus asked them the same question, why do you fear? How many miracles did they see? How many blessings did they see while they were walking with Jesus, even before he died? Listen to me. He was here, I believe, the main time of his life was, he walked this earth, amen, he figured 30 to 33 years old. Here he's doing all these miracles. They saw the miracle. They walked with Jesus. They talked with him, they ate with him, they slept with him. They were always together. And Jesus spoke of faith all the time. And Jesus, they would see the miracle that he didn't have faith in God. The woman had touched his garment. That was faith. They thought they saw the faith that lady had, and they still couldn't grab hold of it. When they got in that boat, they went go to the other side. The seas, man, the waves were bigger than the boat. The waves were over the boat. The water was coming in the boat, and they got afraid. Hey, as long as Jesus is in your ship, buddy, you ain't going to sink. You ever thought about that? You're not going to sink with Jesus in your boat. He ain't going to let you. You hear me? Are you sleeping in the boat? The Bible said, well, again, we're talking about when the storms came up. Amen. When the storms came up, they started panicking. The trouble come your way, sleep. And I don't mean sleep. When I use that word sleep, I'm saying have faith in God. When troubles come your way, have faith in God. When troubles come your way, sleep. Jesus went down in the stern and went to sleep. He wasn't worried about the storm. He knew it was coming because he's God. He knew what was fixing to happen. But he was trying to show you what you are to do in your life. Amen. I know you got to pray. I know you got to trust God. I know that you ask God. I know you talk to God, but you got to have faith in God. Amen. Listen to me. What you need to do is just lay down, go to sleep, and let God take care of it. Get up and do what you got to do the next day, but lay down, go to sleep in the boat with Jesus, and let him take care of your business, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. You need to let your situation go and let God take it for you so you can sleep, so you can have peace. And that's having faith in God. That's the work of faith. Not to save you, but he said by works. He made you show it people you have faith in God. That's a work. And then you exercise. You are exercising your faith in God. You are totally trusting God when you just say, I'm going to sleep in the boat. Why am I going to go to sleep in the boat? They say, well, how can you sleep when a time like this? Because Jesus could.
saved. And then on a cold winter's day, I was down on everything. My family was gone. My heart was in pain. My tears would stop flowing. But glory to God Almighty, I saw that Jesus was in the boat with me. Hallelujah. And Jesus spoke to the storm and he said, "Peace, be still." And Jesus came to me that day and the Lord said, glory to God. And he said, "Lord, I'm going to calm your storm to peace, be still, your man." And glory to God. I thank God that he calmed my storm that day. Amen. I don't care what you say. He put his hand on my shoulder. He stood beside me in my pile of wood that day and spoke to me and told me. And I don't care if you believe that or not. Problem is, you don't know the God I know. I serve the God of the Bible. I serve the God that said he's the same today as it was yesterday and forever will be. My God liveth. Hallelujah. My God is not dead. My God still does miracles. My God still speaks to me. My God still heals me. My God lifts me up, glory to God. You might have a dead God, but I got a living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, sweet Jesus. I got a living God. I started trusting Jesus a long time ago. Amen. That's my God. I don't care what you say. Amen. My God promised me he'd take care of me, supply every need that I have. He promised me that where I am, he's there. He is also. Amen. He's with me everywhere I go. He's in my heart. I pray continually. I talk to God continually. I listen to God continually. Amen. I'm not ashamed of God. I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of his word. I'm not ashamed to tell you I got faith in God. I'm not bragging. I'm telling you. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Wait until you go through a valley, big boy. Problem is, you guys don't believe God because you ain't been through nothing yet. You think God is dead out there, but let me tell you something. I've been in the valleys. I've been in the dark times of night. I've been where the tears flow all the time. I've been where the heart breaks and don't know if you're ever going to look up again. But I'm telling you, my God is real. My God is Jesus Christ. My God is Jehovah God. And my God hit me. And my God answers me. And my God, he and he puts a joy in my heart. He puts a shout in my mouth. And he fills me with the Holy Ghost of God. I can't help but get loud, amen. I can't help myself, amen. I can't, like the brother said the other day, my black brother said, I can't contain myself. I get to thinking about Jesus, amen, and I feel sorry for people out there that don't know the God that I know. I know the crowd. I know that God be a crowd when it comes into a service, amen. I know that God can move a people and save them. I know God can heal them. I know God can speak to them. You say what you want to. You'll never change my mind. You'll never change my, I don't care how many times you write me on Facebook and tell me that ain't so. I know so. And I know what God done for me. That's the problem. You want me to be like you and not believe, but I believe what I heard and what I saw and what I felt that day. I've been down in the dark pits of hell, buddy. I've been down there. I've seen it. I fought the devil. Tell me. Amen. That's why I keep going on. My God is real. Amen. You need to sleep in the boat. Amen. I've learned to sleep in the boat. I'm trusting God. Amen. God, he told me, sleep in the boat. Amen. That's what Jesus, he went and went to sleep. And that's what he's saying is, we need to sleep in the boat. We need to, when we get that boat, we're trusting God. Listen to me. You don't have to keep going back to God time after time after time and keep praying. Same old, same old, same old. God, what did you do that? God, Listen to me. If you're going to feel bad, you need to go to sleep. You hear what I'm saying? You're in a valley, you need to go to sleep. Well, that ain't very spiritual. Sure it is. That's faith. You're telling God, look, God, I'm going to go over here. I prayed and I've already talked to God. I've given to you, God. I've cast all my care upon you because you care for me. I've done it what you said. I've done it according to your word, not by preacher so-and-so or preacher so-and-so or Christian so-and-so. They don't know this and they don't know that, God, but they're trying to tell me all this. I'm telling you, God, just go to sleep in the boat. If he said, man, God said, it's time for you to start trusting me. It's time for you to start believing. It may start to, even receiving. He will. The woman said, if I just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch the hem of his, just the hem, just touch just a little bit, she knew she'd be healed. And she got healed. Amen. She called upon God. She believed him. I believe when God says faith can move a mountain, I believe he talks about a literal mountain. I ain't going to go on the history of the story of it, but there is a story of a little girl that was dying. Her, she told her mama that God was going to move that mountain. I'm talking about a literal dirt rock mountain. I don't care if you believe it or not. The little girl died, but she got to see the lake that she wanted to. They excavated the mountain. She told her mama, and her mama didn't believe her. Her mama didn't have faith in God, but that little girl did. She said, no, I'm telling you, Jesus said. And I like that when she said, Jesus said. Spiritualize everything. I physicalize it too, man. Everything to me is physical and spiritual, man. Amen. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. Once I was blind, but now I see. Once I walked the wrong way. But I thank God that Jesus came and saved me. Amen. We got to have faith in God. I'm talking about faith. That's where we should be. Amen. When Jesus was on the boat and the storm came, don't you think that Jesus knew the storm was coming? He knew it was coming. Amen. He knew it was. He's God. Huh? He wants us to go through the storm trusting in him. He wants us to go through everything. Amen. Everything that we go through, he wants us to trust him and not be afraid. Everything. And see, once we understand, listen to me, once we understand that, listen, the disciples were there when Jesus was performing all these miracles. He was doing all these great things, man, with everybody that came his way that needed healing, that needed a touch. And I think eventually the disciples finally said, wow, we understand now. I believe when the book of Acts came, though, oh, now they understand. Now they believe, but they started believing, and they started laying down their lives in death. They were losing their head. According to Hebrews chapter 12, they were being burnt. Amen. They were being boiled and all. They were being skinned alive. Oh, my God. Faith. It's in a faith book. Faith in the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Think about that. That blows your mind. Evidence of things not seen. Trusting and believing in God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the book of faith is whatever I call it, the book of martyrs. They laid down their life for Jesus. Amen. They gave their life for Jesus. They had faith. they believed him. You know what they done? They was asleep in the boat. They had faith in God. They knew that God would take care of them. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel, they were asleep in the boat. Okay, king, if that's what you're going to do, go for it. I'm going to go over here and go to sleep. You just do what you got to do. I'm just going to trust God. Lord, I know, God, that I've prayed and I've talked to God. Lord, I've come before you many times and I've talked to you and I've spoke to you, God. I've asked you about this and I've talked to you about that, Lord. And you know what I'm going to do, God, since I've already talked to you about it, God, I don't have to keep coming back to you because you're God. You don't forget anything, Lord, except the things that you don't remember. And that's my sins. You said you cast them as far as from the east is to the west, never to be remembered again. And Lord, though, if we come before you, God, and we pray and we pray and we pray for the same thing. And yet I know, God, that you heard it already. You heard Daniel when you prayed 21 days before, and the devil got in the way of God blessing him. But God blessed him. See, we need to be asleep in the boat. We don't need to be afraid or panic. Huh? We don't need to be in panic mode. You know, it seems like we're always panicking, you know, and we're going through something, and you say, well, why in the world is this going on? What is going on here? And you go before God, you go before God, and you keep going before God. And God said, look, I'm going to show you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to take care of you. Listen, just trust me. Have faith in God. Huh? God said, I want to go after everything the disciples saw, amen, and done with Jesus. You would think they would just believe and trust. After everything you and I have seen or been through, we should just trust. Huh? We need to be asleep in the boat going through the storm. In other words, we need to be just trusting in God. We're going through this tough time of our life. We just got to trust God. Just leave it alone. Don't pick up, because when you pick it up, you're worrying. And worrying is not right. Amen. God don't want you to worry. That means you're not asleep. Listen to me. You haven't put it in God's hands yet. And you keep picking it up and keep bringing it up, you ain't given to God yet. He said to cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Casting means the thought to give it to him and lay down and go to sleep. Enjoy your life with God. Be pleased with the things of God. Quit struggling. You know what God's done for you before. Then think about it. See, our big problem is around here in people's lives or that I've seen growing up and getting older in the Lord. You know, people worry about their money, their lights, their cars, their house, their payments, and all these things, you know. Now, hasn't God blessed you and them? There's some people, listen to me, I know people die because we have to die. And I know we say, well, we're praying and asking God, amen, to heal them, you know, and whether they've lived a long life or a short life. I believe when the Bible said, and as it's appointed unto man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. I believe we all have an appointed time, and I believe something is right there. Amen. And whether it's a long life or a short life, I just truly believe that God said, okay, this is your number. This is the way it's made. And really not much we can do about it because God chose that. Now, I remember a man in the Bible that God extended his life 15 more years. Sometimes the faith prayer is all it takes. And I'm not saying we're always doubting. I'm just saying God has a perfect plan for our lives. I've wondered many times why God would let me live as long as he has let me live. I think about death all the time. It's always there with me every day of my life because I just think about it. It don't scare me. I'm safe. I'm sanctified, I'm sealed until the day of redemption. Amen. But I think about it. I'm not afraid of it because I'm saved. And I know Sunday is going to be over. I know because God said, amen, you surrender that life itself proves that we're going to die sometime. And we all have an appointed time. It's going to be our time. Now, there's some things I don't understand. When the women kill their babies, was that God's appointed time? Or are they going to, you know, do they stand before God guilty? Those that have never repented and gotten saved, they stand totally guilty before God. And that might have not been. I don't understand that. I'll be honest with you, but I know what the Bible says. We have an appointed time to die. But we gotta have faith in God. You know, and once we've prayed about something, we should just be, you know, let it rest. Let it, you know, we ought to be at rest with it. Say, okay, God, I've already brought this before you. I don't know what's taking so long. Sometimes God answers, you know, in a short time. Sometimes it's a little bit longer. But we need to be resting in God. We need to be sleeping in the boat. We need to be down there with Jesus, amen, in the stern when he was sleeping. We need to be down there sleeping too, saying, hey, it don't matter come hell or high water. God is going to bring me through this no matter what. No matter what the situation looks like. No matter how bad. How much you feel you suffer, God will bring you through the other side. And like in my own life, I'm being honest with you. I've seen God calm the storm of my sea. I've been in the rough seas. And God is, I'm still in a boat with Jesus. And I said, God, I'm just going to trust you. I would like to get to the bank. God calmed the sea. I'm telling you. God calmed my storm. He calmed it. And then he spoke to me. He said, but you're not to the bank yet. I want to get to the bank, but I don't want to get to the bank until it's time. You hear what I'm saying? But I got all faith in God that God's going to get me to the bank, that God's going to let the sun start shining again, that God, amen, will get me there on his timing, and when it's his timing, everything's perfect. I believe that. So I told myself, and I told God, I'm going to sleep in the boat. I'm going to walk down there in that boat, and I'm going to sleep because God, listen to me, that's faith in God. That's trust in God. Say, God, going to take you by your word. I am going to rest in God. I am going to give you all my problems. And Lord, here's all my tears. Here's all my heartache. Here's all my whining. Here's my complaining. Oh, I know. You don't complain to God. I don't actually complain, but I bring my problems before God. And I said, here they are, Lord. And you know what? I don't have to worry about it because God, you know what he talks about? He gives the peace that passes all understanding. I don't understand it, but when trials or trouble comes my way and it overwhelms me to the point of like, man, what in the world? And I say, God, I need your peace that passes all understanding. I'm telling God, God, I'm going to sleep in the boat. I won't be like you, Jesus. He wasn't worried about the storm. God knew the storm was coming. God is the creator of the storm. Amen. Once we have prayed, we should be at rest with it. Amen. God heard us the first time. God heard us when we prayed the first time. Amen. Hope I don't get cut off, y'all. My computer is acting up again. It
it's not doing what it's supposed to do. I'm trying to watch everything so they don't cut me off on this radio. I hope I'm still on there. But anyways, amen, think about it. We don't need to keep going back, going back, going back, and going back. Same old with God, because God already knows. He heard you. Amen. Amen. Think about it. You need to be asleep in the boat. You keep going back and going back. Why? Why do you keep going back? I believe because there is some unbelief. I believe you have unbelief in your heart. I've done it. I mean, it's dawned on me, amen, the things that I go through. I've been saved 31 years, and I keep going and going and going. God says, hey, man, I've already heard you. I've heard your prayers. I'm not going to let you down. I'm God. I can't lie. I'm going to be truthful with you. Amen. And there's a song that I hear sometimes. What if God says no? Then if God says no, then that's the way it is. But he still answered my prayer. Amen. Just like Peter. He looked at his situation more than trusting in what Jesus told him. Even look at Peter. Peter had the faith that said he's going to trust God. He got out of the boat, started walking on the water, had faith in God. Right? Then he got to looking at a situation. He got to looking at what was going on around him instead of going what's in front of him. Jesus was standing right there in front of him. You know, Jesus could have been standing there saying, you know, Peter, don't look at your situation around. Don't look at the storm. I got the storm in control. You hear? I got this storm. Hey, it's my storm. I created the storm. You hear me? The storm's going to listen to me. How many times does it take for us to really just start saying, God, I'm listening to you. God, I'm trusting in you. Lord, you promised me that you'd never leave me nor forsake me. You promised me, God, you supply every need that I have. You promised me, God, that you heard my prayers. The Bible said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If you're effectual and you're fervent about it, God hears you. And God heard you, and God said, okay, I'm going to take care of that, but I'm going to take care of it my way. Now, I might do it your way this time here, because that's, you know, but it's still God's way, because he said, well, this is the right way. But most of the time, it's, you know, we don't go to sleep. We don't trust God. We just don't have enough faith in God. We say we do, but we don't. Peter started out good, but then he started to do what? He started to fear. You started out good. Then what happened? You started to fear. You started looking at the situation. You stopped looking at God. And you started to look at your situation. Peter saw a situation in front of him instead of believing. See, that Jesus, when Peter saw Jesus, what did Jesus do? He bid him come. He told him to come on. Jesus knew, he knew Peter had faith. He knew Peter would. Eventually, when he got out there, I don't know how far he walked, but he got out there on that water and he walked, and he got to looking around at the bad instead of watching Jesus, who's good, and keeping his eyes on the one that said, come on, Peter, come on. God told us, come on. You want to have faith in me? Just trust me.
keep saying that. But there's so many things that you could say. Amen. Once we learn to sleep instead of worrying, we will be okay. In other words, when God tries us, we should just have faith and rest in knowing that God is in charge of your life. That's where we fail God. We don't believe that God is in charge of our life. We really somewhere haven't believed that God is the one in control of it. And once we grab hold of that, that we can go to sleep in the boat. In other words, we can trust in God. We should have the assurance in our hearts that God is in control of my life. Sure, I might make some mistakes, and sure, I might stumble and fall a little bit, but let me tell you something. God is still in control of my life. And I want to tell God, amen, I am going to sleep in the boat. I am going to be like Jesus and not worry about it when the storm comes up. And he didn't do it because he was God. He done it to show them something. To show us. All we need to do is just go down in the sand and go to sleep and get to the other side. Get out of the storm. But trust God going through the storm to get through it, to get on the other side. Amen. And Jesus will come and calm your storm, and then he'll get you to the bank. But the ship won't sink as long as you're with Jesus. Just got to put everything in God's hands and have faith in him. Have faith in God. Have faith. Faith without words is dead. And you know what? I'm just going to go to sleep in the boat, man. Because my God promised me all these promises. That if I just trust in him and lean not to mine own understanding and acknowledge him in all my ways, he will direct my path. That's a promise. That's sleeping in the boat. That's trusting in what Jesus said. He will supply every need. Amen. That's why it's don't lean to your own understanding. And when you pray about something, bring it before God and then just leave it alone. And then after a while, if it takes a little bit long, go before him again and talk to him about it. But when you're going through a storm and you're in the ship and all hell comes against you, just go to sleep in the boat. And what I mean by that, just turn it all over to God and say, God, here it is. This is too big for me. I've seen God in my own life work so many miracles in my life, especially these last 5 years of my saved life. I've seen him do things that no man could do, that only God could do. I've seen God answer my prayers. When I got out of the way, when he gave me 2 Chronicles chapter 20, God said, this is my battle. Sometimes, listen to me, sometimes we're trying to take on a battle that's too big for us. Sometimes we take on something that we don't need to be fighting. We need to say, God, this is too big. I need you to fight this for me. That's not losing faith. That's having faith in God that God's going to take care of it. Because 2 Chronicles chapter 20, amen, he told Jehoshaphat, listen to me. He said, don't go down there and do anything. This is my battle. The battle is not yours. Some battles, God lets us fight them. But we can fight them with him. We fight them with Jesus. We fight them with the word. We fight them with faith. We fight them with trust. We fight them with belief. And then we fight them with the power of the Holy Ghost of God. We fight them. We have faith in God. We use his word. We use his faith. We use our faith. We trust in him. Amen. To give us faith and to give us strength and give us courage. Amen. To give us just a boldness and holiness and godliness. keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. When things get tough, just fall asleep in the boat, man. Just let God work it out. Don't sit there and try to fix it yourself. You're going to make a mess of it. Amen. Have faith in God. Take a rest. Sleep a little while. Amen. Give it to God. Turn it all over to Him. Have faith in God. You know when that centurion, I believe it was a soldier, he talked to told Jesus. He said, if you just speak the word, I believe it'll happen. If you just speak the word, God said it'll happen. Huh? The soldier told him that. And Jesus spoke the word. And he wanted to know what time of day it was, because that's the time of day he was talking to Jesus. That's faith. That's sleeping in the boat. Just knowing. If you just speak the word, Lord, it can happen. Right? If you just speak the word, it'll happen. That's falling asleep in the boat, being asleep in the boat. Are you asleep in the boat? If you're not in the boat sleeping, you should be. In other words, and you probably understand it, I'm going to close tonight, hallelujah, for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to close with this. You understand what I'm saying? You need to have faith in God, and you say you have faith in God, then just rest. Instead of beating yourself up, going back and forth, 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 back and forth. Wondering, 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 wondering. Why? Don't worry about it. Give it to God. Have faith in God. Go to sleep. Enjoy your walk with God. A lot of people don't enjoy the walk with God because they're doing the walk and they ain't giving it to God and they don't have rest. And I understand pain. I understand darkness. I understand the tears. I understand, amen, when you feel like you're all alone. I understand that, amen. I'm telling you, I understand it. I understand what loneliness is. I understand all those things. But I want to sleep in the boat. I want to sleep in the assurance knowing that God has me covered. He's got my back. He's got my front. He's got my life. He's got everything about me. And He promised me that He'd never leave me nor forsake me. He promised me He would be there through the storm. He promised me He could, that I could walk on water, amen, and have faith in Him and not worry about it. He said, don't look to the left nor to the right. And all these things, God said, to Him. And He'll take care of us. That's a promise. But Lord, I love you. I bless you, my Father God, and I pray people asleep in the boat. I thank you so much for loving me and for your mercy and your kindness to me, God. Thank you for saving me. I just thank God, Lord God in heaven, that I'm saved. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for the message tonight. I hope and pray, God, that someone will be blessed through it, be helped. We just need to sleep in the boat. We not worry about the storms. Once we get that under our head, Lord, in our hearts, God, I believe we can trust you, God. It don't matter, come hell or high water. Amen, Lord. I just wonder, too, God, about the people, Lord, that are dying today, God, getting their heads cut off. They're asleep in the boat. They trust in your word, Lord. I talked to some of them, Lord, not these people here that got to lost their heads, but people that live in countries like that, Lord. And God, they've told me several times, all three of them told me the same thing, God. America, the Christians, they don't live by the Bible. They ain't going to die for Jesus.
Now, this is what they, all three of them said, too, is that all they care about is money, prestige, a big name, women wearing pants and women preachers, and, you know, that's what they said. I didn't say it. They did. Well, Lord, I just thank God that we can rest in the boat, that you're there with us. And I know, God, sometimes we hang on to the side. We're in the water. We sunk down, but we grabbed hold of the boat. We're still hanging on, Jesus, sometimes, but, Lord, you don't want us just to hang on. You want us to be asleep in the boat. And, Lord, when we step out on that water, God, that you said, Lord, to step out, you said you bid them to come. You told Peter, come on. That's really what you to do. If that's really what you want to do, come on. Well, Peter stepped out, didn't he? He had faith, God. But he got scared. Lord, I pray for every saint of God tonight, especially the persecuted church. Lord, I pray a special prayer for them tonight. God, give them strength. And Lord, one day we're going to be saying that about America, God, the Christians in America. Lord, I pray for the saints of God tonight in America that are being persecuted. Oh, there's some more, but they're going to jail a little bit here and there. Lord, ain't nothing. But I believe, God, there's more persecution coming our way. We're not going to be raptured out of here, Lord, like they keep trying to tell everybody. Lord, you'd be lying, Lord, then, if they, you know, if we're raptured out of here. You said we're going to have tribulation, Lord. You said we're going to have persecution here. Just because they cuss us out and stuff, that's not persecution out here, Lord. Get on the streets, start preaching to people, give you the finger, Lord, what they call the finger, and they cuss us out, what they call cussing and everything, and that's not persecution. Yeah. When they start punching you in the face and trying to run you over or running you over with their cars and beating on you and things like that, losing your head and just beating you up and everything, that's persecution. And what I believe is coming to America. I just pray, dear God, that we all, God, I pray for every saint of God, wherever they may be in this world, Lord. I pray, God, that you anoint them. I pray, God, that you fill them with the Holy Spirit of God. I pray that you give them a boldness, Lord God, that no man can shake or take. Amen. No man can shake or take. I just pray, dear God, my Father in heaven, Lord God, that you anoint me. I pray that you anoint the brethren with the Holy Spirit of God. I pray, dear God, that one day, Lord, you just turn us all loose, Father. And, Lord, we just, when it's your time, God, I know we'll do it. Father, we need you and we love you, God. We need you every day of our life. We need you, God. And help us, dear God, to just rest in the boat, God, rest in you. I love you, God. Thank you for loving us. Pray your will be done now, Lord. Dear God, I used to pray. I said, Lord, I pray for the sick, the poor, the lonely, the needy, the handicapped, and the crippled. Well, when I first got saved, amen, God, things were different than they are now. But I'm still saved. I'm still serving you. Been in the battlefield for a long time, Lord. Been a soldier of the cross, God, for a long time. Sometimes, Lord, in the battles, God, we seem to, Lord, get rough and around the edges and stuff. And yet, Lord, I thank God that you come to us with mercy and kindness. I just pray, dear Father God, that we remember those things, God. I just trust and believe, God, like when there wasn't nobody around me, Lord, when I got saved, just me and you. And, Lord, you showed me great and mighty things, and you still show me great and mighty things, Lord, that people don't believe in anymore, but I believe in them because you showed them to me. Father, I just glorify you, my God, for everything. I bless you and praise your holy name. And Lord, I just pray your will be done in our lives today, God, for the remainder of this day. We love you, my Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, y'all, I'm going to play a song as I go out, and I'm going to cut it off. And appreciate those that will listen. Appreciate y'all that pray for me. I'm Brother Wallace. May God bless every saint of God. That's Brother Wallace's prayer. And I hope you're asleep in the boat, and I hope this has been a blessing to you. I'm trying to help. I'm a kind of hard preacher, but I try to be I try to preach in a way to help somebody. Amen. We need to be just, in other words, just have faith in God. Have faith in God. Amen. I'm going to play this song for y'all.
What happened to that singer who used to sing our song? The preacher's out selling Amway. That singer's now singing country. They sold out what is right for what is wrong. What happened to that church?
Yeah.
We used to be on fire. What happened to all the voices who sang in that heavenly choir? Oh, the church has now grown dead and cold. The choir is silent cause nobody goes. They sold out to the world and their own desire. Listen to me. This heart belongs to Jesus. Save my soul from hell. This heart belongs to Jesus. This heart, not for sale. Not for sale. I'm not for sale. No way, no sir. And well, a man from California called a few. He said, boy, with your talent, we can make a lot of dough. I said, thanks for your offer, it all sounds swell. But I belong to Jesus and I'm just not for sale. Not for sale. Not for sale. I'm not for sale. No way, no sir. And well, if you're living for Jesus, friend, there'll come a day that old devil's gonna try to get you some way. He'll try you and tempt you with his lies straight from hell. Just say, I belong to Jesus, and devil, I'm not for sale. Not for sale. Not for sale. I'm not for sale. No way, no sir. I'm not.
Appreciate y'all tuning in. Thank you for praying for me. And again, I say, may the Lord bless every saint of God. That's Brother Wally's prayer. Until next week, Lord willing. We'll see you then. Good night.